Friday to you, Karen Cataline. I'm here at the end of the week. Thank God it's Friday. But thank God it's Friday for all kinds of reasons. I'm so jazzed to talk to you about some of this. Welcome to the Power Hour radio show. What fun it is to be behind the microphone and to talk to great people like our guests on Wednesday, especially, well, all of them, you know, but Catherine Austin Fitz. She, if you were listening last night to the town hall done by Patrick Wood, and I did talk about it some on Wednesday, trying to get more people. There were about 1,700 people on the line, and I watched most of it. And when Catherine Austin Fitz got on the air, one of the first things she said at the very top of the program was, she was on the Power Hour. And I just love that. I thought that was great. So she mentioned her hour-long interview on Wednesday with yours truly on the Power Hour Nation. If you'd like to access that, if you happen to miss it, it is worth it. I've been spending some time this morning putting it on my Facebook page, on my website, the podcast, because not only did Catherine Austin Fitz, totally does she get it, she just gets it. She's a Wharton School of Business graduate, but it isn't that. She understands the big picture of what it is we're dealing with here, and she gave some seriously practical things that we can all do to stand up for liberty in our country and, frankly, in the Western world. We're living in astonishing times. I guess I kind of get afraid that I'm going to be like a broken record talking about it. But if I don't talk about it, and if I act as if it's not part of the backdrop of what we're watching, then I would be, I don't know, disingenuous. I would be dishonest. So I'm going to try to do a few new and different things today, but I want to start off. We have a couple of great guests, but I want to start off with what Catherine Austin Fitz talked about on our show on Wednesday and also on the town hall that she was speaking of just last night. All right. And it's called, I loved this idea, and she talked about it at some length, Cash Friday. And Friday it is today. It is one of many ways that people are starting to not only fight back, but spread the word to others. There are about, it was mentioned last night, 70 to 80, very, very poor statistics here, 70 to 80 million people who have been unvaccinated and who will remain, we hope, we think, have not bullied and knuckled under to the vax tyranny that is being pushed out there. Now, if it is so great, why do they have to why do they have to be such tyrants? Well, one could argue that tyranny is the main agenda, but one could also argue that we don't know, as Catherine Austin Fitz said on Wednesday, we do not know what is in this vaccine. What we do know is that the people that have continued to lie to us and lie to us and lie to us some more are not just trying to persuade us, don't you know? They're trying to bully, intimidate, and coerce us with our own jobs, with our own lives. Well, last night it was called the kill shot. I don't know if that's true. I'm not a doctor, but you know what? Doctors don't know what's in it either. We know that the damage and the danger from these shots is being suppressed, so we don't really know what the numbers are. What we do know is that your right, my right, everyone's right to say yes or no is not just being trampled on, but completely obliterated. And why would that be? That's what we got to know. So, Cash Friday. Why am I talking about vax passports along with Cash Friday? Because all of it seems to be connected and being supported and cheered on by the same people who continue to lie to us. I walked with my husband in a bigger city near where I live in Texas to see that there was a coffee shop that said, "We no longer accept cash." That's the first time I've seen that. Have you noticed that when the mask mandate, whenever they reinstitute the mask mandate, they suddenly tell you that there's a shortage of change? Well, there's been no evidence of that whatsoever. None, none, none. And yet, as soon as a business knuckles under to mask mandates, suddenly there's a change shortage. Suddenly, there are self-service places at Walmart and other places that only accept credit cards, that will not accept your cash. Every single one of those stupid little machines, and I'm so disgusted and sick to death of technology. If you're listening on shortwave radio and you've gone back to basics, I love you. I am learning myself that this is, just as Catherine said on Wednesday, we're helping them build our own jail. And so the idea of using cash on Friday, as if it is so subversive to use cash, the very first, and of course we're not going to go into the fact that it is fiat currency and that gold, we went off the gold standard a long time ago. We'll set that aside for now simply to talk about Cash Friday. And I just love that I get to do Power Hour Radio on Friday and support Cash Friday. Why do our betters, and I say that with pure dripping sarcasm, not want us to use cash? Well, in case you have been living under a rock, and I'll bet you haven't, it's because they can't track your purchases. It is not illegal to purchase goods and services with cash, but they want to be in control of every aspect of your life. They want to digitize your life. They want to digitize everyone. Some people believe that that's part of the vax passport thing, is to digitize us, to know who's being submissive, who is following orders, and who is not. I felt the same way about the mask mandate. It was partially done, although masks are diabolical. They're absolutely diabolical. There was a time when the left, when women understood that women who are being forced to cover their noses and their mouths all the time, not just burkas, but to cover themselves with a veil in order to prove and to show their submission, women were horrified by that. Now they run around with masks. Have you seen big, hulking, tough bodybuilders running around with masks on their face? Just so we all know that they're submissive, that they're doing as they're told. They have abandoned their independent brain. Sorry, but it's becoming clearer than ever. And the masks, early on, was the reverse of that. It was used to try and isolate, persecute, and identify people who refused to follow the crowd. Now, I've never found it too difficult to follow the crowd. I've always been an outsider. I always was comfortable being an outsider, and I hope you are too. One of my favorite mottos by Mohandas K. Gandhi, even if you're a minority of one, the truth is still the truth. I always loved that line. And he was among the kings of civil disobedience. And we are seeing this in a big, big way. Whatever the left, what has it been called, the technocracy, the unelected bureaucrats, the most ignorant and completely arrogant, incompetent of us all, appointing themselves lord and masters over the rest of us, whatever they're telling us we must not do, that is what we must consider doing. If we just do the opposite without thinking about it, then we're robots too. But if we say, you know what, they don't want us to do that. I think I'm going to consider that just a little more. One of them is clearly Cash Friday. I love the idea. Cash Friday means you get to make a purchase, a free and legal purchase in the free marketplace, which is slowly disappearing, by offering your cash for a good or a service without the government's business or nose into it. That's why they don't like cash. So guess what? Cash Friday. The more we use cash, the more we get cash into the system, the better it is. Some people, Catherine Austin Fitz said, are cash all the time. Bravo to them. To the extent that we can stop feeding this digital monster, and it is a digital monster. I was so persuaded the way that she put it that I was jazzed to do my best to support it and to, you know, continue the plan. So if you, in your sphere of influence, if you think this is a good idea, start out with Cash Friday. Don't buy anything either on Amazon or online. It's a little tough when you live out in the country, as I do, because there's a lot of things you can't get. But are those things you really, really need? Are there things you can do without or go in and pay cash for them and make a shopping list? Now, maybe there's a way to take advantage of the Power Mall without having to use big tech to do it. I'm going to talk to Catherine about that as well. Not Catherine Austin Fisk, but Catherine from Power Hour, about just, whether they use that kind of big digital process. I don't think they do, but that is not my area of expertise. Now, in our couple of minutes left in this segment, and I may have a little more. In fact, in the final segment, if we don't go a full hour, you'll be able to call in, and I always love feedback and callers whenever we have time to take them, and that's 844-769-2944. Write that down, 844-769-2944. Let us know that you want to ask a question or you want to let us know what you think about Cash Friday. Now, I only have a little bit of time. I wasn't able to bring this audio, but I want to encourage you to, if you haven't already, go check out, once again, among the most dangerous people to the left, James O'Keefe at Project Veritas. Oh my, is he doing great work. He has a very identifiable strategy and tactic. He comes out with one incredible bombshell. And just when the left is gearing up to try and tell you why that's a lie, he comes out with part two, part three, and part four. So we talked about part two. And I think we talked about the nurse who came out even in the midst of threats and intimidation, which is unfortunately what we're living with, to come forward and to talk about what she believes is going on with the vax. This part two is killer. And you want to listen to the tone of this ignoramus's voice. Because it's a young kid with the arrogance of a dictator, somebody who clearly has been brainwashed by government education and told that he's a brilliant tactician. He says, and it says he's an FDA official. He looks like 14. Taylor Lee, FDA economist. He doesn't look like an economist. Go to the unvaccinated and blow it into them. Blow dart it into them, he says. I hate even saying it, let alone thinking that there are American citizens who want to blow dart a drug, a chemical, into his fellow citizens against their will. What is it that causes a person to be not only that certain, but that arrogant, that evil, and that authoritarian. Why? Well, nobody ever taught them about what authoritarian regimes have done that have murdered people. You know, he says, well, it's a little Nazi Germany. I mean, think about it like the Jewish Star for unvaccinated Americans. He's not kidding. He's not kidding. Everybody, I've talked about it way too much, knows I'm Jewish. To be told, and I said this about the mask, it made me feel like I was wearing a Jewish star on my chest. And you don't have to be Jewish in order to know what that feels like, to be ostracized, to be identified, to be persecuted. Sadly, there's nothing new under the sun. Because here we wondered, I grew up wondering, how could the Holocaust have happened? It happened because of kids like this. And this looks like a kid to me. He says, quote, I'm going to go door to door and stab everyone. That's with the COVID vaccine. Oh, it's just your booster shot. There you go. And he shows his arm. So if you put every anti-vaxxer like sheep into like Texas and you closed off Texas for the rest of the world and you go, okay, you be in Texas until we deal with this. Can you imagine such arrogance? Lee, here's another one. All of the wealthy white people are getting vaccinated because they're educated. Can you imagine what that means, what that sounds like? So not only does he have hostility and contempt for the very people that the left claims that they love and care about so much, black people, people of color. So while they're elevating people of color as being victims, they really have great contempt for them. Because if that's all you do is see people as victims, guess what? They can't take care of themselves, and they need you to take care of them. What? To shoot them with a deadly shot? Oh, yeah. They're educated. That's why they're doing as they're told. This is crazy-making stuff. I have heard it said that we're living in mass psychosis right now. Mass psychosis. Here's another one. Unfortunately, everyone ends up playing politics, but I don't think that the career scientists are. I think that it's the people that they're unfortunately having to report to because these political appointees are being put in a place, and that's part of like the Senate confirms the people to then just pick their... I don't even know what he's talking about there. You know, this is supposed to be a brilliant genius. And have you noticed that the dumbest, most arrogant, most unimpressive people are the ones who think they're entitled to force you to live their way, to do as you're told. Looks like we just about got to take a break. Actually, we have about 4 more minutes. I'm looking at the wrong schedule here. Do I do that often? Yes. I do a lot of different shows, ladies and gentlemen. So I see here that I got a few more minutes. So in our last few minutes, I'll get it straightened out. You know, it's live radio. What can I do? I want to talk about good news. Not only is Cash Friday good news, but there is a fair amount of good news. Well, we try our best. Good news. And where I get some of this good news is from Sidney Powell's Defending the Republic. I love that site. Defending the Republic. Sidney Powell has not given up. Now, many people have been quite critical of Sidney Powell because she went to the mattresses during the election fraud thing, and she said she's going to release the Kraken, and yet nobody really knows whether the Kraken was released and what happened to the Kraken. Do you know what the Kraken is or was? I don't. I really don't. But here's one piece of good news from Sidney Powell, a courageous woman, regardless of what you think. Too bad this drug, which is cheap and has very few side effects, has not been used from the beginning. NIH study concludes that ivermectin works. Okay? because we've come to expect nothing but cover-ups and anti-science dictates from the NIH. They have published on its website an article in the July-August issue of the American Journal of Therapeutics, blah, 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 that concluded that large reductions in COVID-19 deaths are possible using ivermectin. Now, here's the killer. I'm sorry, I don't want to use that term. It's not appropriate here. It is those things that either work or are benign against a relatively non-life-threatening disease, which they have been trumping up fear and terror about for going on 2 years. But they push that which is deadly, and they suppress that which is therapeutic. I know that I said that on Wednesday, but it bears repeating. Their own National Institute of Health is actually contradicting what is coming out there. Why? Because the left is so arrogant, they figure people are getting their news from CNN and MSNBC and CNBC instead of going to the source themselves. So here we have, here's another piece of good news, and that is that their house of cards really is crumbling. The question is, do we have the courage and the fortitude to keep talking about it, keep standing up louder than ever, and point this out to our friends and family and those who have the wherewithal to listen, because not everybody does. If you're talking to a zombie who is so arrogant as to want to blow dart an experimental drug into black people because he has such contempt for them, those people, I think you should just stay away from them. That's what I think. I think it's impossible to fight because the level of brainwashing is just too extreme. Well, that's it for this segment. We're going to start with our guest. When we come back, I'll take a couple of deep breaths and calm down here. Karen Cataline, it's Cash Friday here on Power Hour Radio Show.
Begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil, available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back to Cash Friday here on Power Hour Radio Show. Karen Cataleen with you. And I'm pleased to let you know that I just got a text, a message from Catherine from the Power Hour. And she said Power Hour is supporting Cash Friday at the Power Mall by giving a 10% discount to customers who select cash, check, or money order at checkout. Is that great or what? That is how we fight them. We say no, no, and hell no. We're not playing your game. You're going to have to start listening to us again. And this is one of the many ways to do it. Thanks to Catherine Austin Fitz when she talked about it on the town hall yesterday, which, by the way, you can pull up and listen to. You can also pull up and listen to the interview that I did with her almost a complete hour on Wednesday. I would ordinarily not keep publicizing it, but it was so packed, jam-packed with good, practical, and positive information of what you can do to stop playing these people's game and marching to their tune. What she said was it wasn't even her idea. It was a friend of hers who said, you know what? Let's just do Cash Friday. And she said everybody who heard it loved it. And that's what we have to do. They tell us what to do. We say, no, nuh-uh, nope, not doing it. So with that said, we have one of the great fighters out there, somebody I love talking to all the time, who just got over the Fauci flu. We're going to want to talk to him about that in just a minute. He is president of the Constitutional Rights PAC, Political Media, Inc., and his latest projects include We Are Not In This Together. I talked to him way back 18 months ago or whenever it was when they kept saying, we're in this together. Whenever they say that to you, you say, no, nope, nada. The Constitutional Candidate Series is what he did, constitutionalrightspack.com. His name is Larry Ward. Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show, Larry Ward.
Hey, thanks for having me again.
Well, it's great to talk to you. So you had the dreaded Fauci flu. Did you tell us about it?
I did, and it was a flu. I imagine that, you know, you call it the Fauci flu. I mean, other people call it different things like the Kung flu,
the Wuhan
Wuhan flu. Yeah. I mean, all of those things, I'm almost getting to the point where I refuse to call it the Delta because you notice that there are no flus out there right now. You can't get the flu. You could try to buy the flu, but you can't even get the flu because it's not available because everything is COVID. But, you know, of course, I tested positive for the Fauci flu, and it was a terrible flu. It was a horrible flu. I mean, I got over it. And what was worse is you look for medicine. You ask the doctors, hey, can you prescribe some of this medicine that's working, this treatment that's working for this disease? That is typically the way medicine has worked over the last 10,000 years. You get sick, mm-hmm. you go to the doctor, they give you some medicine, you feel better. Right? That's the way it works. So I go to the doctor and I say, hey, look, can I get some of that ivermectin? I know it works. I've seen the studies. I feel good about it. I want to take it. Can you prescribe it? Not a single doctor in Virginia would prescribe it. Mm. Now, there are a few telemedicine shops, national telemedicine shops that prescribe it. However, by the time I tested positive for the Fauci flu, by the time I would have gotten the appointment, because they're so backed up, it would have been 7-8 days. You know, I honestly would have either been over it or in the hospital. Who knows? But so I couldn't get the medicine to make me feel better. Luckily for me, and I say this is how horrible this is. Luckily for me, I have a high risk category. I have diabetes. So I'm allowed to get in Virginia the antibody treatment that the great governor of Florida has given to all of their citizens without any indication. You get the sick, you can get the antibody treatment. And mm-hmm. I got the antibody treatment, and the next day I was fine. It was like a light switch. It was over.
Wow.
But you know what? Biden is withholding the antibody treatment from citizens. He's withholding it now from Florida. He's threatening to only give 50% of the antibody treatment to Florida. Why would you withhold the treatment of ivermectin? Why would you withhold the treatment of the antibodies and ration it and only give it to those people who either beg for it?
And why would
risk?
You force a deadly experimental chemical that nobody knows what's in it and clearly is killing people? Why would you force, coerce, bully, and intimidate people, persecute them for not taking that? Why? Let's see.
Right.
Let's see. It doesn't
vaccine.
Require rocket science, right, Larry? What do you think it is?
No. Well, I mean,
let's call it what it is.
They want to force this gene mutating mRNA vaccine on everybody. You know, or the Johnson & Johnson, one or the other.
And they don't seem to care about our life or limb or anything else, so that whatever they've said about how this is for your own good, gee, I think it's the opposite. This is for our own detriment. Wrong?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. This is for our own detriment. Look, the vaccine, I have been anti-vax since the beginning. And when I say the beginning, I mean when Trump started pushing it. Because I could see the writing on the wall when we yep. said, stay home, stay safe, we're in this together, that I knew that it was a propaganda effort. It's when yep. I started, when I started getting less afraid of the virus and more afraid of the government in terms of what their next actions would be. And when they started pushing the mask on everybody and mandating it and shaming it and demanding
yep.
that people wear a mask, kids wear masks in school, I said, they're going to mandate this vaccine. That's what this is. This is conditioning. I called it the mask of the beast, because at one point you couldn't buy or sell without the mask, and I said, it's conditioning. The vaccine, they're going to say, you can't buy or sell without it. Guess what we're doing? Now, I might have seemed really crazy, that I was saying these things, even though it's written in a book that is the most truthful book ever written, called the Bible. At the end, you have to read the end of it, the Revelations. It talks about the mark of the beast and not being able to buy or sell. Well, whether the vaccine is the mark of the beast or not, I don't know.
If I were a Christian, I would think so. I wrote an article that said that. If I were a Christian, I would think so, because it fits the bill, baby. And even if it doesn't, it is evil, because you've got people claiming to care about you who are suppressing treatments that are either benign or helpful and rationing them and forcing danger upon us. Let's see, open borders, unvetted illegals, terrorism, all that, it all fits together in a pattern that says these people are not our friends.
No, no, of course. And they're letting in all of these immigrants, not forcing the vaccine on them, you know, not forcing, you know, and just dropping them off anywhere. You know,
yeah,
in
that's
the United
okay.
States. That's
right.
Okay. But,
right, that's
but kids,
okay.
But kids, in order to go to school, you know, believe it or not, I think it's going to happen. They're going to tell you, you're not going to be able to go to school. My kid's school, Loudoun County, of course, Loudoun County, Virginia, has been all over the media for the terrible
yes.
school board decisions they've making and the uprising in Loudoun County. But my school board has said that that kids can't go to any kind of extracurricular activities like football or baseball, whatever it is.
In other words, petty punishment. You don't do as we say. You don't get the antibodies. You don't do as we say. You don't get to play football. This is what authoritarians do. This is an authoritarian mindset. Larry, before we continue, I want to back up with something that you said. Let me see if I can find it here. I was holding it so I could tell you about it. Forgive me. I have two references. Let me just find this doggone it. About doctors. That were mentioned in Patrick Wood's, it's Patrick Wood, but I'm using the plural, the possessive. Patrick Wood did a town hall last night with Catherine Austin Fitz and others. I've been talking about it. They gave out two websites for doctors who will write prescriptions. Now, as we saw with hydroxychloroquine, they wanted to make sure and suppress your ability to get it. Okay, but that's what we must do. We must go alternative methods. And one of them for everyone and yourself, myfreedoctor.com. I'm not getting paid to advertise them, but this was what was mentioned last night, and I want to pass it along. Myfreedoctor.com and onedaymd.com. You can get prescriptions. The sudden medical tyranny of coercing and forcing people based on scaring them about their health and then telling them that somehow doctors and, I mean, politicians and unelected bureaucrats get to decide for you what you will and will not put in your body. I mean, this is outrageous. People, everyone's hair ought to be on fire about this. The fact that it's not is confusing. So do write that down, everyone. Sorry, just wanted to say that. Myfreedoctor.com and onedaymd.com. That's one kind of buying online that I would support, apart from cash writing.
This is really important because this was my experience. Get to them before you're sick. Get it as a prophylactic, which means you're taking it before you're sick. If they'll prescribe it, get it before you're sick. Because if you haven't had the Fauci flu and you're thinking, hey, I want to take ivermectin, you know, these people are human. The businesses aren't unlimited. And when you do get sick, they may not have the time to see you. So, you know, prepare, you know, act like a prepper, prepare, have the stuff in your home. I wish I did. I didn't think about it. And it's a regret that I have.
It kills me that in hospitals, there are certain treatments being forced upon people in hospitals and other treatments being told, again, you're not allowed to have them. The days of the patient being in control of their own body, just like the days of the customer being right. The customer's always right. Customer service has disappeared, virtually disappeared. We're all taking orders from some nameless, faceless technocrat. I know you're really good at talking about that, the technocracy. We're all taking orders so that everybody can have plausible deniability. Well, I was just taking orders. That's what's happening in the hospitals right now. Right?
Happening in the hospitals is what's happening in law enforcement. So it's happening not only in this country, but in Canada and Australia, formerly free countries that are absolute, especially Australia, is an absolute tyrannical, vicious tyrannical government. That, you know, they had one case in a city and they shut the city down. They told businesses, you can't go to work. You can't leave your home.
Yeah.
And if you wind up walking around without a mask, they'll tackle you. Man, woman, child, doesn't matter.
Stunning.
They'll beat you down. That's what's going on in Australia. And listen, if you're from Australia and happen to hear this, it is time and it is your duty to overthrow your government. I am serious about that. Wow. Australia needs to overthrow their government. Yeah.
So the one case means nothing. It's obedience. It's instituting martial law under the guise of a deadly virus that more and more people every day are finding out and figuring out isn't deadly at all. Might be nasty, but it isn't deadly. But one case, they shut down a country practically. That's what we're watching. And people are buying it. A whole lot of people are not buying it. Larry, I want to save time for us to talk about one of the things we were supposed to talk about. Actually, we already are. And that is, I'm proud to have moved from a slave state of Colorado to a free state of Texas. And the Department of Justice is suing Texas over its abortion law. How does that happen when states are supposed to have rights?
Well, there you go. States are supposed to have rights. The idea, matter of fact, it's written in the Constitution. It's called the 10th Amendment. And it was actually followed until we lost a little bit in the Civil War. And we could debate that, you know, whether or not, the federal government overstepped, or not. But, you know, in terms of the outcome, I think it was a good outcome. We should have ended slavery. We did. But the states lost power then, and they lost a lot of power during Woodrow Wilson's presidency when he forced in the 16th and 17th Amendments. The 17th Amendment, of course, created the direct election of senators, whereas before, senators were appointed by the states. So the way the government was originally intended is the House was the people's chamber. The Senate was the state's chamber, and the state governments appointed the senator who would represent the state government, not represent the people in the state. And you know, a lot of people don't understand, but that actually killed the state's power in the federal government.
Yeah. And the left and other activists, not always just the left, have been going about doing that for decades, trying to centralize power in favor of central planning, that you can't have a dictatorship, you can't have authoritarian communist rule without centralized power. They've been doing that right under our noses, haven't they?
They have been doing it time and time again. And this abortion law, Texas has the right to say, you know, when it is legal to kill a baby. And quite frankly, I don't think they went far enough, but you know, it's the best law in the nation right now. And I'm glad it's there. But you know, they have the right to make those laws and to say that it's criminal to do this. The states have the power over crime. And the Supreme Court Roe versus Wade, decision was a terrible one, because what it did is it said that abortion is a constitutional right. Well, no, it's not. It's not written in the Constitution anywhere. And you can argue, you know, my body, my choice. Well, it ain't your body. And science has proven over and over again that it's not your body. It's you and the baby.
But when it really is your body, the government wants to force you. We just got through talking about it. We need a new word for hypocrisy. The old word just isn't good enough. Because they don't care how ridiculous and silly they appear. You'd think that they've perfected election fraud such that they don't really care what the public thinks anymore. But that's a different subject.
by the way, talking about election fraud, my prediction here is as the Arizona releases its information and it should send shockwaves through the system. I bet. You know, the FBI announces that they've captured Brian Laundrie, and that's where the media attention goes. That's just a wild guess of mine, but let's just see. Mm.
Well, notice how another aside. I mean, I can always go down lots of primrose paths with you. This terrible story of the young woman who was missing and the microcosmic coverage of it. Gabrielle Petiti, I think her name is, and forgive me for not knowing the name. The minute I saw that story where every leftist outlet was reporting it ad nauseum to the exclusion of everything else, even the black commentator who said, oh, it's just another white girl, you know, all of it to me struck me as a giant distraction that they could get going another controversy that is foolish. The death of this young woman is tragic, but why do they take one death out of hundreds and thousands across the country? They pick one person to focus on in order to manipulate and control the public's focus and attention.
Well, during the Trump presidency, there were arrest after arrest after arrest of sex traffickers that were taking little children, little girls, little white girls, little black girls, little Asian girls, little Haitian girls, all over, you know, all over. They were being kidnapped, sold into sex slavery, yeah. 40, 50, 60 of them. Never any time for that. But we got round-the-clock coverage of this poor girl's death. And, of course, I'm not belittling the fact that she died. It's terrible that she died. But you know what? It's a death, and it's a terrible death.
One that they have decided we're supposed to care about and be obsessed with, right?
Yeah.
And then the question is, what else are they not covering? Well, they're not covering the audit that showed that Maricopa County had more than enough voter fraud for legislature to decertify the election. How about that? They're not covering
The CIA newsletter, today, also known as the Washington Post, published a story today that said Maricopa County leaks documents that prove Joe Biden won.
I know, I saw
in
that.
In what universe?
They leaked it. What, they couldn't report it? They had to leak it?
Yeah, in what universe did 55,000, this is what leaked said, it was 55,000 fraudulent votes. In what universe did that prove that Biden won? That makes no sense, but they don't have to make sense.
There's also people who only, if they read headlines, they're more educated than some, right? They just read the headline and they assume they know what the story is about. And so they focus on the headline instead of everything else. Let's go back to the abortion thing for a moment. Again, they have no shame. They have no shame whatsoever because to cheer on and to be so animated about killing babies, but not to be animated about the deaths of servicemen, the deaths in Afghanistan, a ton of cases where they simply ignore it. At least you and I, when we make a point about Gabby, we say that is a terrible thing. They have no sympathy, it seems, for innocent citizens, for example, dying in Chicago, weekend after weekend after weekend. They simply ignore it. How is it, Larry Ward, that we let them get away with that? How do we stop letting them get away with it?
Well, you know what? Just like this, shows like yours, and we have to start communicating one to another and stop relying on mass media. You know, we have to start taking a show like yours, and if you're listening to this show, go online, grab a copy of it, send a link to your friends and family. Tell them to listen to Karen Cataline on the Power Hour every day, because they're
very
not going to get it from mainstream media.
No. They're what you're going to get is brainwashing. Honestly, brainwashing. That's why I'm crazy about ideas like Cash Friday and other ways, other forms of civil disobedience. If Mohandas K. Gandhi could bring the British to their knees and kick them out of his country, then we ought to be able to handle this, right?
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a mystery. You know, you could say that this case with Gabby Petito is a mystery, and that's why people are glued to it like it was O.J. Simpson or something. It's a mystery, right? So people like mystery. I got another mystery for you. India just recovered tons of heroin that was trying to be smuggled in from Afghanistan. Tons of heroin. Where did that heroin come from? You know, that's a mystery. Let's look into that mystery. Where did that heroin come from? Why was it being moved out right as the U.S. presence in Afghanistan was being moved out? India took it and they're discarding it. But where did that heroin come from? You know who was in charge of the poppy fields in Afghanistan during the war and his time in the military?
China?
Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg.
Well, close enough.
He was in charge of the poppy fields back then. So it's curious. Yeah. You should ask Pete his expert opinion what happened with that heroin.
Listen, Larry, we got to wrap it up here. I'm looking at your site. We are not in this together.com. Everybody go there. I remember this video from 18 months ago. It is still relevant. We are not in this together.com. What else you want to tell us where they can find you, follow you, real quick?
WashingtonExpose.com is our daily podcast. You'll love it.
Larry Ward, always a pleasure to talk to you. We got to run. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the radio show right after this.
But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.